Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could.
Stay in the
spells at long
ago. Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
At just 15 years of age, Virginia's Celeste Kellogg is making a name for herself as a singer, songwriter, and actress. She stars in the independent film Much Ado About Middle School and sings on the soundtrack. In the past, she has shared the stage with the Jonas Brothers, Kelly Clarkson, and Leanne Rimes. From Nashville, it's my pleasure to welcome to the show Celeste Kellogg. Hey, Celeste.
Hey, thank you for very much for having me on here.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great to talk with you. I've been looking forward to this. Your MySpace site is quite something with all of your accomplishments so far, and we're going to be talking about your acting, a couple of things you're in, which are very cool, and we got a couple of your tunes coming up. One of them I find extremely moving, a song called Granddaddy's Island, and we'll play that. I can't wait. Now, let's start off, Celeste, with can you tell us how you first started singing and how music first came into your life?
Yes, well, actually, I started singing when I was little in church choir, and I don't know, I just loved it. I performed there in church plays and sung with the choir, and one time we finished a play, and I was just sitting there on the stage, and my mom always tells me this story. She says, I was sitting there on the stage, and everybody had left, and I just said, I don't want to leave, and she says, oh, no, she's going to be a music person. So that's how I started singing. It was a lot of fun, and I just got into it.
And so from there, you, I guess, did a lot of stuff at school with singing. Were you in a lot of different musicals?
Well, actually, our school didn't have many musicals, but I was in the talent shows and stuff like that, the variety shows.
Very cool. And who are some of your who are some of the artists you listened to, Celeste, growing up that you enjoyed their music?
Well, I really love Reba McEntire because she has an amazing tone. I mean, it's like crystal clear, and she has a great range. And Alan Jackson is a major inspiration of mine, too. He's a great songwriter. He has a great tone, too. Actually, he kind of reminds me of my dad. My dad sounds like him without the country accent.
Oh, neat. I was going to ask you if you come from a musical family, so your dad, obviously. So he does some singing. Did he do it professionally at all, or is this a passion of his?
Just like church choir. He hasn't really done professionally anything. He did play the trumpet, though.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
So he could guide you sort of, I guess, in a musical sense. Now, you were mentioning right now you're in Nashville, and can you sort of tell us what you're working on now? I know you're working towards finishing a CD, and you were telling me before we started the show that the day went pretty well there.
Yes, I'm actually in the House of Blues Studios. I was formerly known as East Iris Studios, but I'm recording 6 songs for the rest of my album that should be released sometime this coming spring. And I'm just really excited for everybody to hear the new stuff.
And our listeners can head over to CelesteKellogg.com as well as your MySpace site to check for updates and as things are going along with the CD. And, of course, there's music already there now. So there's a couple of songs, and, again, we're going to play a couple of those. But how would you describe the overall CD, Celeste? What kind of sound is it? What kind of style of music?
Well, people who listen to me on YouTube, they say that I sound like pop country with some rock and a bit of soul. So it has a lot of energy, I'd say. And then we have a couple ballads, too. But it's just pop country, rock, and some soul to it.
So you're covering all the territories.
Yes.
A little bit of each.
I didn't mean to, but...
just kind of worked out that way?
Yeah.
So the songs you picked for the CD then, Celeste, and the songs you recorded so far, and the ones you're going to record... how many songs would you have listened to get it down to the ones that are going to be on there?
Well, actually, I wrote all of the songs that are going to be on there except for one cover. And,
very cool.
Yes. And they're just songs that came from a lot of emotions. Actually, after finishing Much Ado, I wrote 19 songs. They're not all finished, but five of them are going to be on the CD.
How cool is that? Wow. So how long have you been songwriting for?
Well, I started songwriting. Well, actually, I wrote a song when I was five. It's not that great, but you wouldn't really want to hear it. It's called When the Sun Goes Down, but let's not stop.
We'll move on from that one, okay?
Yes.
That's
but,
a good age to start, though. Even if it isn't good, at least you gave a shot, right?
Yeah. But I started playing guitar about a year and a half ago, and that's when I really started songwriting.
Oh, okay. So you sit down with your guitar and you get the music and lyrics coming at the same time?
Yes. Sometimes lyrics first and sometimes music, and then sometimes all together.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, it can happen different ways. And was any of it co-writing, or is this all the songs are written by you?
Well, the first four songs were co-written here in Nashville.
Right.
And then the next five that I did were all written by me, and then we came to Nashville and tweaked them a little bit. And
sure.
Now we're recording them.
Very cool. And the cover song that's going to be on the CD, can you tell us a bit about that one? What made you choose it?
Yes. The cover song is Black or White by Michael Jackson. And I just kind of wanted to put a little country feel to it because that's not really been done before.
No, that's...
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting. And I just wanted it to... we added violins to it, too, so that should be fun. And it's going to be different, but
yeah,
I
Michael
like
Jackson's
it.
Song Gone Country is not the first thing you would think of, but you're obviously going
right.
to make it work.
It's unique.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. Now, recently you were also featured in, I guess it was back in October, I think it was October, the Pop Star magazine. What was that like to be featured in there?
It was crazy. I mean, when I first found out about it, I was really excited. But when I actually, one of my friends texted me, her name's Alyssa, she texted me, and she goes, "Oh my gosh, I just saw your issue of Pop Star," and I screamed. I'm like, "Are you serious? It's out!" I had no clue. And then I was like, "Mom, we need to go to the stores." So we went to five stores and we found it because it wasn't out everywhere yet.
Oh, okay. And did you buy more than one copy?
Yes, we bought 15. We bought.
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, it was really an honor to be in it, though. It was awesome.
So when your friend called you, you didn't know you were going to be in?
I knew I was going to be in it. I just didn't know it had come out yet because
it
was scheduled to come out the 6th of October. It came out the 1st.
Ah, okay. Well, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Now, you've seen yourself in a magazine. Have you had a chance yet to hear yourself on the radio?
Some internet radios, but not an actual radio yet.
Not the, okay. So that day is coming soon, we know for sure. Now, speaking of your music, I want to get to, we got a couple of the songs. The first one I want to play, Granddaddy's Island. Now, I was listening to the song earlier today. I've listened to it before. It is so moving and so such a beautiful song. Can you tell us the story behind this one, Celeste?
Well, actually, my grandfather had an island in the York River in Virginia, and it was a 16-acre island, and it was just like his paradise. He loved it, and he passed away about 5 years ago. And I just wanted to write this song about it, and all the words in the song are true. He actually built the bridge to the island. And
wow.
He was just amazing. And that's why I wrote the song.
And when you performed this song and played and sang it for your family, it probably moved them quite a bit, I'm sure.
Yes, it did. I was practicing it one time and I just started crying and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah.
Yeah,
as a listener, it moved me too, so I'm sure, of course, you're much more closer to the story that it would have moved you that way. So we'll share it now with our listeners. This is Celeste Kellogg and Granddaddy's Island here on In the Country. Change. And the memories fall like a Celeste Kellogg and Granddaddy's Island here on In the Country, and that is a song she wrote, and that will also be featured on your new CD, Celeste?
Yes, it will.
Awesome, and we should remind everybody, you're still 15 years old, right?
Actually, I just turned 16, November 30th.
Oh, perfect. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
How is 16 going so far?
It's going good. I don't have my license or anything yet. I actually haven't even gotten my permit to drive yet. But
oh, okay.
I'm kind of busy right now. I haven't really had time
The singing and the acting and the songwriting and all that. Yeah, that takes up your time. Now, yeah, so at 16 years old, you've accomplished all this. And let's talk about the acting. So, again, that was a beautiful song, and I know that everyone is going to love to hear it again at your MySpace site and, of course, on your upcoming CD next year. Now, the acting, so it started off with a music video you were telling me, and that led to the independent film Much Ado About Middle School. What was it like being in that independent film?
It was a great experience. It's the first time I'd ever done anything like that, and I was going into it, I was kind of like not sure if I wanted to do it because I hadn't done acting really before, but I loved it. I fell in love with the whole acting experience and everything, and I just thought it was a lot of fun. And so we were on set for about 30 days, and you just get really close to everybody on set. And it's really sad when you have to leave too, but the acting was, I don't know, it opened up a new experience that I found out that I liked, so I thought I'd pursue that a little bit more too.
And so did the acting come pretty naturally to you? Did you sort of take any lessons, or you're just going with your natural ability?
Well, we were in my hotel room the night before we shot some scenes and going over lines, and my mom would say, "That doesn't sound right." but we did it a few times and finally figured out how it would sound good. But since then, I working with a lot of the veterans of the business, I guess you could say veterans, right? Yes.
Sure, yeah. That's a
I
good
worked
name
with
for him.
With Bill Cobbs. He was in Night of the Museum. I don't know if you've ever seen that. And Lee
Meriwether.
I have
seen that film.
Yes, sorry. He was one of the evil janitors.
Oh, okay. That's a good movie.
Yeah, and that I love that movie, too. And Jeff Rose. And they just taught me a lot, and they taught me acting is reacting. So unless you don't have something to react to, it's kind of hard to act.
Interesting. So you're reacting to the other actor in the scene?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And you're just trying to, I guess, do that naturally, so whatever they're saying, if they're angry at you or if they're happy with you, you're trying to respond to that.
Yes, and I also got to work with Blake Michael, too, from the Cartoon Network.
Oh, cool. So that's great. Yeah, you worked with some good people that you're able to learn from. Now this has led to, you filmed a pilot now for a show, an upcoming show called Lindsay's Way, and there's a website people can check out, lindsaysway.com, LindseySS and WAY, Lindsay's Way. So tell us about that pilot. It looks, the trailer from the website looks really good. It looks like a really good show.
Yes, well, it's filmed in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it's really cold there right now. But I'm basically a girl growing up on a horse farm. I've lost my mom, and my two loves are horse riding and writing music. And I actually get to use all my original music in the pilot and in the series. And it was a great experience. The first time I ever rode a horse, which was quite interesting.
Yeah? Did it take a bit of time to get used to it?
The first day I wasn't doing too well, but the second day I kind of got it and I didn't want to get off. So I guess that's a good sign.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, good for you. Now, what was I going to ask you about the show? So this is a pilot that's been filmed so far, and then you're hoping that it's going to turn into a series?
Yes. I know two networks would like to pick it up, and I think there are a couple of negotiations going on, but we're not sure yet. So, and if we go back into filming, it'd be in the spring.
Okay.
So I'm excited.
So all this kind of stuff that you're doing, it kind of reminds me of another a very famous person that I think you might follow in her lead, kind of Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, she's really good, too. She, like, writes her own songs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I got to meet
acting.
Her once, too.
Oh, did
and,
you? How was that?
It was cool. She said she had an Aunt Celeste. I was like, oh, my gosh, really?
That's too funny. Yeah, because she's done the acting and the singing and done very well at it, and you're great at it. I've seen the acting you've done, and it's good. Very solid stuff and very believable. Now, let's turn back to the music now. We've covered the acting. As far as duets go, Celeste, if you had an opportunity down the road for one of your recording projects to record with a country artist, a male artist, is there anyone you can think of you'd like to sing a duet with?
Well, as far as famous people go, I would love to do a duet with Alan Jackson.
That'd be cool.
Yes, it'd be amazing. That's what I keep telling everybody, and I figure if I tell enough people, maybe it'll get around to him.
There you go.
And he'll
yeah,
be
somebody.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly. Somebody eventually will talk to someone, and it'll get back to him, and you're going to get a phone call.
Yes, hopefully.
Now, with your songwriting, have you ever pitched, or are you thinking down the road about pitching your songs to other artists? And do you have some songs you've written that might fit an artist out there?
Actually, I haven't really thought that much about it yet. It's come up before,
right.
But I don't know. I actually one of the songs I wrote is going to be used as the theme song for Lindsay's Way.
Oh, cool!
And we recorded that today too. But
oh, nice.
I haven't really thought that much about other artists. But that could also be a good business aspect of it, because I want to be in all sides of the business, behind the scenes and on stage, because I think it'd just be good to know the whole business.
Hey, that's a great approach. So would you like to do some directing as well and producing on the record side?
Yes, I would love to. I love music. I love hearing the musicians get together and just do their magic. It's amazing. My producer, Andrew Lane, he's a really good inspiration, and I'd just love to do what he does someday.
So what does it take to be a good producer, the producer you mentioned? So what qualities does he have, or insight into music sort of can shape the song?
Well, he really lets the artist be themselves, and he lets people give him suggestions and stuff like that, and he'll let everybody play with it, and he's just open to anything, and he's just an awesome producer. He has bases everybody on their strong points and lets them do what they do, and he just directs everything, and there's some things he just does that are amazing. Like, he'll say, put a fiddle here, or this should be like this, and it turns out like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you came up with that. Where did you hear that? But, yeah.
That's great. So he's got a good ear, and he lets everybody give their input. That's very important. We're talking with Celeste Kellogg, a singer, songwriter, actress. You can check out, you can check all about her out at CelesteKellogg.com, K-E-L-L-O-G-G, the last name. She's also got a MySpace site. Now, Celeste, you have been on the same stage with the Jonas Brothers, Kelly Clarkson, and Leanne Rimes, not to mention a few others. But what has that experience been like when you're on with other people who are, I guess, big stars? What's that feeling like?
It's awesome, unbelievable. And when I met the Jonas Brothers, they were so nice. I tell everybody that's when they had short hair, so they didn't have long hair yet. But I think they're actually short now again. But anywho, yeah, it's crazy to be able to share the stage with them and follow in what they do and hopefully become what they are and stuff like that.
Yeah, they've definitely accomplished a lot. Kelly Clarkson and, of course, Leanne Rimes in country music has just done so well. So those are people, I guess you probably learn from being on stage with them and watching them how to entertain the crowd.
Yes, and how to speak to the crowd and just watching the best at what they do.
Very cool. Now let's turn back to your music, Celeste, and another song I'm happy to share with our listeners called My Jeans. Now, I think you were the writer on this. Can you tell us sort of about the writing and any inspiration behind it?
Well, this song is just supposed to be a fun song. It's where you get down and party. And it's just everybody wears jeans, I think.
Yep.
And everybody, they're comfortable to wear, and you can go out and party in them. Everybody
definitely
has a pair of jeans, so everybody can relate to it. And it just has a party beat to it. And it
definitely
a fun girl song, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and this is a song that you wrote?
Yes, I co-wrote it last year here in Nashville.
Excellent. Okay, we'll share it now, Celeste. This is that fun party song. Everybody get ready. This is My Jeans from Celeste Kellogg on In the Country. Kellogg and My Jeans. She is just 16 years old and a singer, songwriter, and actress. She's been in a couple of projects, including the independent film, Much Ado About Middle School, and the upcoming pilot and the possible TV series for Lindsay's Way. You can check her out at CelesteKellogg.com. Great song, Celeste. You're right. That is a party song. Gets everybody up. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I did a music video for it back in the summer. Damon Wood was the director of photography, and we just had a lot of fun with that. It was really hot, but it was nobody really cared because we were having fun. But by the end of the shoot, they were like, "Why didn't you write a song called My Shorts?"
Yeah, that's too funny. Now I think that that video is up on your website.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, I caught a bit of that. Yeah, very cool. My Shorts. That's funny. Now we've got a bit of time left here, Celeste. I wanted to know if you had any advice to pass on to some of our listeners. We've got a lot of singers and songwriters out there. Is there any advice you can give them to help them on their way?
Yes. I'd say stay true to yourself because if you try to be somebody you're not, then you're not really being yourself. And stay true to yourself. Work hard. And make sure it's what you want to do and what you love. And if you love it, and then you're just going to do really well. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and enjoy the ride.
Sounds like you're doing that. You're having a lot of fun enjoying the ride. And you're in Nashville right now in the studio. We've got just a few remaining moments. I wanted you to be able to have a chance to give a message to your fans, the people who have been supporting you. And is there anything special you'd like to pass on to them today?
Yes, I just want to thank everybody so much for all their support. They've been great, all my YouTube subscribers, MySpace, Twitter followers, everybody. Y'all are awesome. I don't know what I'd do without y'all.
That's great, Celeste. Well, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. It's been fun, and I've enjoyed the two songs. They're great songs, and look forward to talking with you again, and, of course, look forward to the CD that's going to be coming out. So thanks so much, Celeste, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for letting me be on here. I had a great time.
Awesome. My guest today has been a 16-year-old singer, songwriter, and actress, Celeste Kellogg. Be sure to check her out at CelesteKellogg.com, a great website, lots of stuff on there. I'm Dave Woods. Thanks for spending time in the country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best.